Welcome back, my friends. The skies are lightening over Memphis. The Grizzlies won last night and put the Thunder out. It's a beautiful day to be in Memphis. We've got the famous diver's bucket.
We've got executive chef Joe,
and he is cooking away, and he's finishing up the catfish. We have some celebrities in the house. We have the smacker himself is in the house. And we also have one of the top microbrew beers. Of course, I wouldn't know because I'm a heat.
You don't drink any good beer.
I drink Bud Light.
You don't drink any good beer.
But anyway.
Actually, he drinks what I call equine filtered beer. You know, because it's been passed through the horse.
He has to explain it to you, comes out at
100.5 degrees, and they chill it down
from
there.
We've got the master brewer and promoter sitting right here from Shipyard. Is that how you say it, Shipyard?
That's right. You know it. Straight
from Portland,
Maine.
Now, tell us a little bit about your beer and what you're doing here.
Well, I'm the brewer here, a little promotions guy. We're based out of Portland, Maine, but we started brewing here in Memphis at the old Coors plant to use their great water and canning facilities.
Wow! Amazing.
Well, Chef Eric is—he's a beer snob, so you're going to have to get him to try some,
of course.
Because he is. I mean, I would try it, and I could tell you what I thought, but he would—he will sit there and try to. You have a little okay, with a little persimmon, and you know, I mean, he's going to dissect it. I'm going to drink it. Go, hey, it goes good with pizza.
Of course. We can go right over to the tap room and get some right after this.
Well, if we have to, we have to. But
all
before
right,
then,
works.
Let's chow down on some Bienville.
Well, all right. So we're still frying up the catfish here.
Right.
Okay, actually, we saute the catfish. But I wanted to mention for this recipe today, because of our camping stove, we're sauteing the catfish. But generally in the restaurant, we grill the catfish.
Oh, okay.
So we have some already grilled. And it's ready to go into the broiler.
Look at that. I mean, through the miracle of radio.
There you go. And how long is that going to broil?
It's going to take about six to eight minutes.
6 to 8 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, so now, would you normally, if you were at home, and you're doing this at home, and you don't want to do the catfish on the grill because you know what's going to happen, it's all going to fall through the grill.
Right, that's true, right.
So pan sauteing it is actually a good alternative.
Perfect, yes.
So you would suggest pan sauteing it on the skin side.
Yes.
And are you flipping it in the pan? Or
no,
you,
no, all right. Not at all.
So
no.
Removing it skin side down, you know, the pretty side up, it stays up.
Right.
And then you move it into like a broiler?
We finish the catfish in the broiler.
Okay.
So you finish and then you pull it out and you add a couple tablespoons of the Bienville. And you don't want it, you just kind of spread it out. You don't cover the whole fish, you're going to cover just the center of it.
So there's just a little flavor of it there without necessarily being sort of caked in the Bienville.
Right. It's not going to be.
Because the Bienville does have a, I mean, it's got a consistency to it from the mushrooms and the shrimp.
And also from the roux. It's a very, very thick sauce.
Yeah.
And it's cold going on, so it is.
So it sort of melts a little bit.
Right.
Okay.
All right, I suggest we plate it up?
Well, they're working on it.
They're working on it.
We may end up plating it up as we go off air, which is fine, because I know it looks fantastic. But really, the important thing is you serve this here at the restaurant, right?
Yes.
So that means people need to come down to Silky O'Sullivan's on Beale Street and have the catfish Bienville.
If you want a real taste of New Orleans without having to go all the way down there, stop in Memphis, baby. Stop at Silky O'Sullivan's. Find out what Executive Chef Joe is doing, because if you do, I warn you, you will have to pop a couple of belt notches, because the food is excellent. The beer is ice cold. The diver's bucket is almost empty.
I'm working on it.
It's a ton of fun. Well, in fact, to let you know, let me talk to some people here. How you doing, sir? What's your name and where are you from?
We're Bob. We're from Iowa.
Iowa? Boy, that's a long walk. So are you here for Memphis in May or are you just here in Memphis?
Well, we're here for the Memphis in May. We come down for the barbecue.
Great food, isn't it? Great time.
Wow, it's awesome. Our first championship. It's incredible.
Yep. Yeah, that's great. Well, super. And, sir, you look like you're handsome, suave, debonair, and you have the Babelicious sitting next to you. You must be from Chicago.
Absolutely.
Where are you from?
Chicago, Illinois.
Arlington Heights?
Suburb, northwest suburb, yep.
So what are you here for, Memphis in May, or just to hang out in Memphis?
Just to hang out in Memphis.
This is a great place, isn't it? And who's your lovely assistant there?
Allison.
And where are you from, Allison?
Also Chicago.
Arlington Heights, too?
Mundelein.
Mundelein. Well, it's good to see we're crossbreeding there. Arlington Heights, Mundelein. But when you're that close to the city of Chicago, it just shows, my friends, whether you're from Mundelein, Arlington Heights, or what part of Iowa?
Des Moines.
Or you're all the way from Maine, Bahaba, or wherever. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating a good life. And nothing brings everybody together like Memphis for Memphis in May. Chef Eric, you know, we have so many people to thank today.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, Chef Joe and your entire team here. And Alex?
Yes, Chef Alex.
Okay, I didn't know if it's like Alexi.
Well, when you go to Russia, do you call Gorbachev Gorbachev? No, it's not Alexi.
Alex, in Russia, what would your name be?
Alexander.
Alexander? Yeah. If you shortened it, would you ever shorten it?
No, not really.
No?
I mean, it's Alex.
Well, there you go.
It's easier.
He threw you under the bus for a change. It's not me. That's right. But anyway, Chef Joe, I know this is such a big time for you. The Grizz have been playing in town.
Oh, you've been slammed.
We've
been rocking
and
rolling
here. You got
Memphis
in May. You've had little sleep and many hours of work. But
many, many hours.
To stop and take time to join us today was absolutely fantastic.
It's always such a pleasure to have you guys. Last year was phenomenal. We all enjoyed it, and you just add to what goes on here. There's always something going on here at Soakies.
It is sort of an eclectic ambiance out here, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a perfect match.
Another multisyllabic word, eclectic.
We're just
rolling them off the tongue today, my friends, because we are Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs. We've had more fun. In fact, I'm going to run down here real quick before we go off the air. Run down here. This couple has been staying with us religiously. What's your name, ma'am? Where are you from?
Elka, and I'm from Euless, Texas.
From where?
Euless, Texas.
Euless, Texas. And you, sir?
I'm Ron, Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. Man, they come from Texas, Maine,
home
Illinois,
of a real football team. Thank
Iowa.
You very much. Go
and
Cubs.
You know,
go
when
boys.
It all comes down to it, we all love barbecue. We all love a good time. And this is a place to have it. We're at Silky O'Sullivan's. That wraps it up for our first show from Silky O'Sullivan's. And as we like to do each and every week, as much fun and as many good times as we have, we wouldn't have the fun and enjoy the time we do if it weren't for those who stand on the wall, defend our country, and protect us at home. The price of freedom, Chef Eric,
is never free.
So thank you, Silky O'Sullivan. Thank you, the Sheebies, Karen Jenkins. Thank you, one and all. Chef Joe, you are amazing. And Lacey has been superb. Remember, Lacey, she is your...
Okay,
you'll remember. Welcome. Just remember with tips. And, of course, to Silky O'Sullivan. He is the king of Memphis. He's not here today. He's out doing whatever Silky does because he is the other king of Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you all. We appreciate it. Keep your dials right here on AM 1160. And you know, Chef Eric, if it weren't for the Big Green Egg, Schumann Produce, Real Sweet, we wouldn't be here.
Absolutely, but I do want to mention two things. A couple of the founders of barbecue in this town just passed away in the last day and a half.
And we'll talk about it in more depth because
it
was huge.
Depth. We just got the news today, but the founder of Corky's is one of them. Who I was a big fan of Corky's actually. So
I love Smackers.
We're gonna go. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. But
well, we thank you. We hope you join us tomorrow. We'll be here. From 12 to 2 right here in the heart of Beale Street is Memphis, Tennessee. We are Silky O'Sullivan's. We hope you have fun. Get down to Memphis in May. You won't make it this year, but make your plans for next year. My friends, we thank you once again. Keep your station stayed right here on AM 1160, the talk of the town. We love y'all. See you next week, and God bless you. God bless America. Amen.